We know you've interviewed a lot of famous celebrities. Can you tell us one of your favourite celebrities to interview?
Yeah. Well, I did a very short interview about 3 years ago, a little known interview actually, with Prince Charles, and that was on live television. We were hosting Prince Charles's birthday party at a place called the Tramshed in Birmingham, and I wandered up onto the stage and had a little chat with Prince Charles, which apparently was on television. And I mean, luckily we were just exchanging pleasantries, but I had no idea it was on television. So I enjoyed meeting him. I enjoyed going down to number 10 to meet with John Major, not because it was John Major, but because we were let into number 10 and, mm-hmm. you know, had a look around, and that was quite exciting. But one of the good things is that you do get to meet your heroes. Robin Williams is one of my heroes. I enjoyed that. Warren Beatty came in and gave me a very bad time. You know, wouldn't answer any questions. Mm-hmm. And I liked him for it. You know, I wanted him to give me a further bad time, embarrass me as much as he could. So I'm kind of perverse in that I like people because they don't immediately warm to me. I quite like that. I see that as a challenge. So those are the ones I would enjoy, I guess.
Because you've also been nominated for a lot of awards, and was it the Sony Radio Award you've had and the Variety Club Award?
I think what happens with these things, it becomes your turn. Mm-hmm. I think that if you do it for long enough, if you do a radio show for 7 or 8 years, you might pick up an award for nicest jumper, or best hairstyle of the year, and one or two that I've picked up have been for best radio show. I think it kind of comes, you know, as what goes around comes around, and we're very lucky. And so far I've had good people work with me, and we're on a good time of day, so we've been kind of noticed, mm-hmm. as it were. So I think we've been lucky, and I'm very grateful if folk want to give us awards. I'm happy to take them. I'm very grateful of them. It's great. Look good on the mantelpiece.
Because you've also worked with people like Jonathan Ruffell, haven't you? You went around the world with Simon Bates doing the first kind of things like Radio 1, always the first to do everything, really, aren't they?
Yeah, I mean, I was talking earlier on with a journalist, and she was saying, well, you know, Radio 1 is consistently criticised, and it is, and I don't know why, because we do a lot of, we are first at discovering new bands, we were first to promote concerts, we were, you know, as you say, Jonathan there was first to go around the world. We've ourselves on our own show have broken Guinness Books of Records and done all kinds of things. You know, we're always thinking of interesting and new things to do. And I think in order that the reason that we're the number one radio station is because we're, you know, we're innovating all the time, or hopefully trying to innovate new ideas and new things.